I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen called Wednesday for a special court to prosecute Russian crimes against Ukraine. Von der Leyen proposed a court backed by the United Nations to investigate and prosecute Russia's crime of aggression. She also said Russian oligarchs need to pay for costs to rebuild Ukraine from the damage done by Russian forces since they invaded Ukraine back in February. She spoke at NATO's foreign ministers meeting in Romania on the final day of those talks that included discussing the conflict and support for Ukraine. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with the foreign ministers on Tuesday to drum up support for Ukraine as Russia bombards energy infrastructures going into the frigid winter. At a news conference Tuesday, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg suggested Russia's motive behind the missile and drone attacks.
Russia is using brutal missile and drone attacks to leave Ukraine cold and dark this winter. President Putin is trying to weaponize winter, to force Ukrainians to freeze or flee.
Meantime, Ukrainian investigators are collecting thousands of missile fragments and rocket shells. Russia rained on eastern city of Kharkiv to provide evidence of war crimes, which might help bolster efforts to convene a special court to prosecute Russia for crimes against Ukraine. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. China's ruling Communist Party says it will resolutely crack down on infiltration and sabotage activities by hostile forces. We get more on that story from the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The statement was released late Tuesday after the largest street demonstrations in decades were staged by citizens fed up with strict antivirus restrictions. While it didn't directly address the protests, the statement serves as a reminder of the party's determination to enforce its rule. There has been a massive show of force by the internal security services to deter a recurrence of protests that broke out over the weekend in Beijing and other cities. Security forces have been conducting random ID checks and searching mobile phones for evidence of participation in demonstrations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Pakistani Taliban suicide bomber rammed a police escort for a polio vaccination team in southwest Pakistan on Wednesday, killing three people, wounding more than 30 others, according to police. The Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan, TTP, claimed responsibility for the attack near the city of Quetta. In a statement received by Reuters, the TTP wants to overthrow Pakistan's government to replace it with a governance system that subscribes to their own harsh interpretation of Islamic law. A landmark same-sex marriage bill has won passage in the U.S. Senate. We get more on this story from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The Senate has passed bipartisan legislation to protect same-sex marriages. It's an extraordinary sign of shifting national politics on the issue and a measure of relief for hundreds of thousands of same-sex couples who have married since the Supreme Court's 2015 decision that legalized gay marriage nationwide. The bill ensures that same-sex and interracial marriages are enshrined in federal law. The Senate vote was 61-36. That includes support from 12 Republicans. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, who's a Democrat and the first openly U.S. gay senator, says,
"Today we made a difference."
The bill next goes to the House for a final vote and then to President Joe Biden's desk. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Twitter will no longer enforce its policy against COVID-19 misinformation, raising concerns among public health authorities and social media researchers that the change could have serious consequences if it discourages vaccinations and other efforts to combat the still-spreading virus. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.